Good evening and welcome to Nightly Healing. I'm Neil Delstrother. As you know, we're not doctors, therapists or diagnosticians on Nightly Healing. We're just walking the path with you, and I must say that often I feel that's extremely true. But it's not intended to replace any medical modality you're using, but just to be a wonderful adjunct to it. It's just something to enjoy and to fall into and just to allow yourself to be soothed and open with it. As you know, I'm talking about writing from the heart tonight. I use that as a title. Really, to me, it's more of writing from emotion, writing from feeling, writing from a sense of being, really. My background is as a writer. I've been a writer for 20 years or so now. I was writing as a journalist for many years, particularly for consultancies, and I'm now, for the last two or three years, been writing books. I've got one called The Flower in the Desert that's doing well, and two following that, which are going to be out soon, for my child and The Movement of the Ocean, and there's another one in the offing as well. So I've been doing a lot of work on writing. I'm certainly aware of this, writing books. I'm certainly been a lot of awareness about certainly the process I use for writing that helps me, and it's a particular way of doing it, I guess, a way that resonates for me, and it's a way that's particularly in tune with feeling connected with what is meaningful for me, and that what is meaningful for me in essence is the allowing of myself really to be a channel. I suppose that's the best way to put it, not in any sort of esoteric, airy-fairy type way, because I don't think that's quite, well, you might not take that view, of course, but I'm not talking from that point of view. What I'm talking about is that we're all channels, really. We're all, you know, our thoughts don't start with us. The expression that comes from us doesn't just start with us, not in my opinion anyway, not in my experience. It's something that somehow that comes through us, as we are the flames on this great fire. And it's the great fire that expressed through us as the flames, I believe. And it's this beautiful way of writing where I just feel myself as that flame. I don't feel myself as it is I'm actually writing, but essentially that's what's happening. Just allowing this, whatever wants to be written through me. Now, of course, I very much recognize I, like you, I'm an individual expression of this great fire. I'm somebody who has my own experiences, my own background, my own DNA, what have you, and even ancestral, perhaps, inheritance. So, you know, this makes me a particular type of a particular medium through which this expression can come, and this is highly important, I think, because we're all this. I know a lot of people labour under the idea that they haven't got much to say, or they don't know what to write about, somehow they're not good enough for this to really express themselves in this way. I don't know, all the issues of confidence that people have about writing, that they have about everything, but writing, of course, is one place where these things get well focused. But the point is that we all are an expression of what we all know. And if we manage to get ourselves out of the way, and what we all know at a really deeper level, at a profound level, and by know I don't mean just something we can write in a book, it's a much deeper resonant knowing. And so because we're an all expression of this, and because as we let go to this and let our own individual expression of it, this, you know, one face of a thousand gods, if you like, to come through us, we have something to say to each other so much, which is mirrors to put up to each other. So if we can be really honest in the sense of naked with our feelings, with our expression, with our love, with whatever it happens to be, with our hatred, with our jealousies, with our everything, then, of course, this resonates, and it has a huge power to bring consciousness. And for me, obviously, writing's got a lot, you know, writing, hopefully, the popular ways to entertain and for people to enjoy, but it's so much to do with bringing consciousness, with allowing wholeness, with helping heal, with helping people to heal, and helping myself to heal with my writing, too. So my yes, my background is, as I say, is writing books, or have been writing these books recently. I also do this something called The Journey, which is an emotional and physical healing process, and this is definitely part of my experience and help in my writing and letting go to this flow. Plus, I've done shamanic work. Plus, I do meditation every day. All things that are designed to help, really to let go of all the, or at least to become conscious of, if not let go, of all the different patterns and behaviours and beliefs and so on that go on at the mind level, that go on at the ego level. And I know it's sometimes a bit irksome to use these words, so I suppose by ego I mean pretty much anything that is to do with my thinking, and that in a sense is anything to do with awareness of this world at the level of the material. So it's really to feel that depth underneath that. We all know, and we're all aware, that when we have thoughts, they're skipping around our brains and sometimes charging around like buffalo. But they're somehow not rooted in the real depth, or rarely are. And we make our mistake, of course, when we go into the minds and just believe that these thoughts are all there is, and we begin to really open into something much greater, much more beautiful, when we drop below these thoughts and observe who is observing them, and then who is observing the observer, and we find ourselves getting more and more rooted in what is. And it is this what isness, where this flow of creativity, which in my case goes into writing mainly, but it goes into everything, of course, in my life, but you know, in other people's case it might be visual art, it might be singing, it might be whatever, but it goes into whatever I'm doing, of course. So if you're another person who enjoys writing, and there seems to be a million of them, a million, million, million of them, then that's great, and this is possibly of interest to you. And if you're any sort of person who enjoys creativity, which makes you everybody on earth, then hopefully it has something of interest in it. Now, in my view, my experience of writing, could say there are two types. It's clearly a bit of a false division, but anyway. One is that, and I'm talking mainly about novel writing here, but it applies to all sorts of writing. One is you really sit down and you work out the plot, you work out the chapters, you work out what happens when, you work out how it ends, you work out every little piece of it, and then you go about writing it. And this is one thing that's legitimately done, and it's one, and sometimes brilliantly done. In fact, mind-bogglingly well done often, and it's completely valid and really marvellous. But it's not the way. It's the way that I would say I've approached journalism in some degree, having this quite a rigid plan. But it's not the way that I personally have approached novel writing. And the other way, I think, is writing much more loosely. And this is, I'll call it from emotion, writing from the heart, writing from beyond emotion, if you like. And this involves, as I said really already, it involves sort of letting go of the rigidity, letting go of the beliefs, letting go of so much, and just letting the writing come. And in this is an act of real faith, really, an act of real trust. Because, of course, when you're writing like that and you're just following what comes along, it's a bit like going for a walk in a forest, and rather than sticking to the path, going off and just following your senses and letting that be your path. And there's an act of huge act of trust there, and it's possible you get lost. On the other hand, it's possible that if you really carry on just keeping that awareness and having an idea of your bearings, so in terms of the writing, you know, the sort of know where you're beginning, know the theme, have an idea of the characters and so on, have an idea of the story, and probably have an idea of the ending, but it's just not so rigid. And in the terms of the forest, yeah, you know that north, south, east, west, you know there's a road somewhere or other, and so on and so forth. Similar sort of thing, and it's just letting it happen, letting it unfold, and really being almost surprised by what comes along. My experience then is that it's great from that point of view to in, well, actually, I was going to say to pre-write, to be in that sort of zone before I write, but actually what I find is by the writing in that way, the zone happens for me, and it is an act of trust, it is a walking forward. So I'll sit down, and I'll just, well, just allow my breath to come regularly, allow myself to get into this, I guess it's the meditative state to some extent, and then just let the words come and just write. And I think so much is spoken about writing. There are so many books about how to write. There are so many bits of advice. And, you know, they're all great. And they're all, well, I'm not saying they're all great, but you know what I mean? A lot of them are very, very good. I've read some fantastic stuff about the writing process and so on. But in the end, it's an individual process. I mean, some say you've got to write every day. Some say you've got to do this. Some say you've got to do others. But my experience is what you need to do is to really connect with what you feels good to you. And that's important. But, of course, a lot of people, I mean, one of the biggest hurdles to writing, whether it be writing to the heart or writing in any other way, is the actual doing it. And I do think it is important that even if it's just occasionally, and it's much better if it's more than occasionally, much better if it's most days, there is a sitting down and actually at least committing it, let's say an hour, a minimum I'd say of half an hour, to just writing, not writing and editing, just writing, letting the words come. Ideally, I don't know, I personally aim for trying to do about 1,000 words minimum, and usually is about 1,000 words. And just letting the story evolve through that. Now, as I said before, you know, there's a real trust in this because the story, you know, without the plot, you're not quite sure where it's going. And it's incredibly, I find it absolutely amazing how ideas and thoughts and just sort of compulsions to just go in a certain direction with it just appear when you do this. The more you're letting go, the more this experience happens, the more, as I say, the heart expresses, and the heart being not just the personal heart, but the great heart, the wholeness. And it is a practice. It is a practice. It is a practice in many ways, like a meditative practice. The only difference is that in this way, you're creating something on the page. Now, the highly important in this, and really important, I think, is that you don't get caught up in all the mind chatter and about how it's going or whether it's going well, whether it's not going well, and so on. Don't get involved, in my opinion, but some people, again, this works for, but in my opinion, it's not at all good when you're writing this way. Don't get too involved in editing as you go along. If the editing's at the end, it may be that you cut out swathes, days and days of work, or that as you're going through, you notice that you've gone off the track and you need to come back to the track, albeit your own track. And you'll find that. And you'll find that many things don't tie up that brilliantly when you do the editing and you have to then tie them up. But that's a different technique. That's much more getting back into the nuts and bolts, the real practical, mechanical side of it, rather than the heart-led side for me. And, of course, I'm aware that both are imbued, very imbued with heart. So it's good to do a practice to help with this. And I mentioned briefly what I do, and that meditation to me is a fantastic practice in this, because meditation is many things, and many of you will do it already, I'm sure. But one of the things that certainly for me it is about learning to disidentify with thoughts. And it's about falling into a place of not knowing. And and for me, that is ultimately the place of creativity, this place of not knowing, where something through the mists emerges. And this is such a great practice to keep falling and falling back into that place of unknowing. I mean, there's a beautiful title to, I know, a Christian mystical book from the, I don't know, 13th century or something. I've never actually read it, but it's called The Cloud of Unknowing. And I think The Cloud of Unknowing is such a beautiful, beautiful metaphor, really, for where all of this clarity emanates from. And yet it's a cloud. It's not knowable. It's a mystery. And I also know that within the core of that, of course, and in the journey and in meditation, certainly in the journey, which, as I said before, is sort of a technique of going into emotion and healing in the body. It's about going in, it would be about going into the core of that cloud and then going into the core of that and keep going in and in and in and allowing it to express. So the journey is another great way to help rid yourself of any issues going on, that to get, you know, to help just get used to that process of allowing flow, allowing to trust of what the inner process. I found that shamanic journeys have been great. That's some of you again will have, I'm sure, have done that. Most of you will be familiar with shamanism, which is sort of ancient healing practices, I guess the easiest way to put it. And there's a journeying in that, which is again letting go. In a shamanic terms, it's letting go to the spirit world. How you perceive that is doesn't matter. It's that you're allowing things just come. And it's a brilliant practice in just letting go and allowing things to unfold, which again is beautifully creative. It's part of this writing process I'm talking about. And you may have millions of other ways that help connect with this letting go and letting creativity, letting the heart express, letting writing come from the heart. It may be a walk in nature. It may just be just pure quietness, sitting still, but without any sort of formal meditative practice. Could even be watching a particular film or listening to a piece of music is particularly excellent. And actually, that's, you know, not something I do, but it's a great thing to do, is to allow, you know, perhaps to enter into that writing process through a piece of music each day, or perhaps through some familiar smells of, I don't know, incense or something just to get you in that moment, and just for your whole being to just know that it's time to express and let it be expressed. I said before that for me the plotting is not irrelevant, it's relevant, but it's just not rigid with the writing. And the heart processes to a more sort of structured way. So for me, I would definitely have a good idea of what I'm writing about, not the nuts and bolts, but the theme. Well, perhaps not even the theme, but the general story, and the theme sort of comes out of it as I write. I would have a beginning, I would have a sense of what's going to unfold in the book, and I would have a sense of what the ending is. But very, very often the ending changes, and I think it's very good to just allow the ending to evolve out of how the story evolves. And so it's great if that comes to you, but it doesn't have to be anything very much. I think a mistake that people often make with writing is that they feel the actual subject has to be something extraordinary. But it's not about the subject, it's about the depth of honesty, the depth of resonance, the depth of beauty, the depth of, well, depending what you're writing, that's for me perhaps, but the depth of love, the depth of feeling that you can bring to it. And, you know, this is where this channeling thing comes in. And channeling is used in many ways, but as I said before, it's just simply getting all the ego stuff out of the way, all the chatter out of the way, and letting this deeper being express, this deeper place express. And I'm also aware that this, of course, can sound like a heap of bullshit. And, you know, it's difficult if you don't understand, or if you don't feel what I'm talking about, really, for me to convince you of it. And I'm not even, why should I? And it may be that your technique is more rooted in the more structured way, and that's great. But for me, as I say, it is about this. And I think a very brilliant way of just becoming aware of this deeper expression is to just observe the thoughts, observe the observer of the thoughts, observe the observer of the thoughts, and then so on and so on and so on, and you're just resting in awareness, and then let the writing come from that awareness. And of course, the mind will endlessly want to take control. It'll endlessly want to tell you you're talking a load of crap, that your writing's rubbish, or whatever. That you'd much rather be going off and having a cup of coffee with a friend than bothering to spend another hour doing this, and so on and so forth. And again, part of this is again learning to drop away from that and letting that carry on, not fighting it, just letting it be there. It'll be there. And sadly, you know, it won't go. At least it doesn't go for me, and I suspect I know that it doesn't go for a lot of people, and you just have to live with it. But it is about not feeding it. You know, it's there. but it's not so important. And that's it, as I say, concerns about nothing to write about. Well, you're alive, and that's all of us have, and just go for it. You've got insight and experience. You've got your unique portal, if you like, of expression of what is. My underlying belief certainly would be that we are an expression of wholeness. We are all connected. We are all part, you know, one of everything, this great vast mystery that is in some way connected, however it is. And we are all parts of it and yet an individuated part of it at the same time. And it is this consciousness from where this writing comes. So I think that's more or less it. As I say, by being honest, I mean be absolutely blatantly honest with your experience. I don't mean tell every truth about your life, that's by the by, but it's more about your emotional experience. Be very honest, be very, very clear about that, so that however it's expressed through other people in a different way to your reality, but it's really, really felt by the reader. The more you're completely connected to your heart, the more you're completely connected to your emotional being, the more you're allowing the risk of opening and being free in your writing, the more the reader will feel it. And so I think what I'll do now is a little meditation to help encourage this writing and to encourage someone, just to give a little taster of it. So what I'd ask you to do before you even settle into meditation, if you can, or perhaps play this tomorrow, what have you, is have a pen and paper or a computer, if you're better at typing on the keyboard, in front of you, ready to write as soon as you finish this meditation. And then I just want you just to have that ready beside you, and then just get comfortable, feel yourself in your chair, your bed, wherever it is, and just allow yourself to relax. And just feeling your breath coming in and your body, and notice any discomfort, notice any comfort, notice how you're feeling. You know, so often we're trying to be more relaxed than we are, and more this, more that. But what if you just, first off, just accepted yourself as you are right now, this moment? And what if that was just something, in a sense, just to congratulate yourself, just to applaud, this is where you are now, this is here, this is this moment. And this is all there is. And just notice how you are right in this moment. And whatever feeling you're feeling, let it be here. And it may be a number of feelings. It may be complex feelings and so on. And then just allowing the breath in and out. In and out. And as it comes in, let it bring this beautiful love in with it. Or just this warmth, if that's easier for you. This sense of warmth. Just into your body. And as you breathe out, just feel that warmth just opening out into your body. So you're breathing it in, this love, this warmth, however you want to feel, this light. And then as you breathe out, just feel that all of it just spreading through your body, just like a great tide, of warmth, of love, of light, however you want to feel it going through your body. And just notice each cell being touched by it, each cell just relaxing in it, allowing it, opening to it. And then just keeping this awareness, keeping this breath, and just allowing your body just to fill again and again with this breath, with this warmth, this love, this light. And just again noticing your body and just giving permission to every cell to open, to release, to allow whatever they're holding, whatever they're feeling, whatever beliefs they got, and whatever memories they might have there. And our bodies, they store these things. Our bodies, they store all of this stuff. And just now, just letting it all be free. And now, I want you just to sense yourself going down inside your body, deeper and deeper into your body. And what if you just were just to drop gently into your heart? So I'm not talking in terms of literalness here, of course. I'm talking about terms of just sensing yourself, just dropping into the real core of your being, into your heart, into your love center, this place of emotion, this place of connection. And here, just walk around inside there. Have a look. If you need a torch, take a torch. And look around inside there and just see what it looks like. And it may look beautiful, it may look perfect, it may look ragged, it may look broken. It may look a million things. And you know what? It doesn't matter how it looks. But just walk around. And as you walk around, feel how it feels. And feel what's the sense. And again, it may just be one endless, beautiful place of love. And it may equally be a place of pain. It may be a place of grief. It may be a place of bliss. It may be a place of joy. It may be a place of all sorts of things. It may be a place of fear. It may be a place of courage. It may be a place of whatever feeling, whatever sense is there, let it happen. And then I want you to go and just notice as you're walking around. Just see it perhaps as if there are some doors, and some of them may even be closed. They may all be open. But just as you walk around, notice the ones that aren't open and go over to them and just pull them open and allow whatever's there to come out. And if there are any that don't want to open, you can call a mentor down to help you. It could be an angel, someone like that, just to come down with keys to help you undo these, unlock these doors and just allow them to open, letting whatever wants to flow through to flow. And just keep doing this, each door, each place, and if there are breaks in your heart, if there are structures, there are cracks, allow those to be cleaned and allow whatever wants to come through them to come through. And what if you just welcome in everything that has ever been here in your heart to come? And right back now, right back to the purest heart. You might even notice the door that opens to that, this purest heart, it's the heart that doesn't change whatever happens to you. It's the part of heart that you could call the Dharma, the sparkling Dharma that's untouched. Whatever's happened to you in your life, however amazing, however bad, however extraordinary, however mundane, this part just blazes with its own light and stays the same. Before life, during life, after life, endless life. And I want you to just open that door and to walk into that heart. And just to open your whole being, and in a sense, open your heart within that heart. And then just become conscious of yourself. If you like, as a tap, you might even see a tap. Turn it on. And this tap's got writing written on it. It's got words written on it. It's got creativity written on it. And maybe it's a tap that's already running beautifully with this flow of this love, this light, this heart. You can see it as water, you can see it as purest water, whatever you want. But if it's not, if it's rusted up or if it's not been running, just turn it on, turn it on. And if you need angels to help you, if you need help, then that's fine. Just keep turning till it's fully on and feel this beautiful, whatever's coming from the tap, feeling it filling your heart. Just flooding in the most benign and beautiful way into your heart and out into your body, and feel it just working its way even up and through your mind, into your legs, into your arms, and particularly into your fingers. And just feel this connectedness coming down through into your fingers, and feel any expression that wants to be expressed through writing to come. Any words, any idea, and it may just be a sentence, it may even just be a word, it may be a poem, or it may even be the beginning of a book, or it may be a whole plot. And when you're ready, just feeling that flow from that beautiful, benign, eternal tap expressing itself through you, just open your eyes and just start to write. Write completely and utterly with flow from your heart.